This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Off the play action. Allen hit as he throws, able to complete it. Diggs, and taillights time. Diggs is looking back. Touchdown, and he stumbles into the end zone. It's a 50-yard pass play from Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
We're going to continue our preview of the AFC East, talk about the Patriots and Jared's Jets. Jared Smith sitting in for Joe Giglio today. My name is Joe Ostrowski. Thanks for hanging out on the BetQL Network. Follow the show on Twitter at BetQL Daily, at BetQL Daily. Get some video links out there. Also, links to the podcast segments in case you miss any of them. Before we dive into the Patriots and Jets here, Jared, we ran out of time. Did you have a tier four bet? I found it a bit challenging between Darnold, Jameis, Bridgewater, Cam, Dalton, Tua, Hurts, Lock, Tyrod, Taysom, and Flacco. Because for the most part, I mean, a lot of these guys, we're not sure how many starts they're going to get, so there's not a lot of stuff available to bet. So the only thing I could do is find some negative stuff on Tua, which I kind of liked.
Yeah, and you know, Cam's another one that, you know, I wish I could have found something more on him. I would have been curious if they posted anything specific. I didn't find anything. But you're right. We don't know if these guys are going to play. Dalton as well. I mean, you know, you would think Andy Dalton's shelf life is probably pretty short. If you can get an under on him somewhere, probably feel pretty good.
1 week.
One week with Dalton until Fields is in. You ain't got no in Chicago, right?
I'm good with that. Yeah, let's go. Schedule lightens up a bit. Cincinnati,
there you go.
Number two. What are we wasting time for? Let's see if Justin Fields can play in Matt Nagy's offense. Come on.
There you go.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Andy Dalton. I mean, they are not budging on that. He's your week one starter, Sunday Night Football. I'm sure the NBC executives are thrilled about that, that it's going to be Andy Dalton against Aaron Donald in week one. I mean, come on. We can do a little bit better than that. Who knows, though? I've seen Matt Nagy many times. He can't help himself. So maybe once we get through all these practices, he won't be able to help himself there. Patriots, the win total is 9.5 in this 17-game season. The Jets, it's 6 for the win total. Neither side is juiced. Division odds, Patriots at points bet are plus 350. The Jets are plus 2,000. Which team do you want to start with?
I mean, you want to get the Jets out of the way first, rip the Band-Aid off.
I find your Jets interesting.
They're very interesting. They're always interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't hate what they're doing around Wilson. However, this number of 6 just feels too high to me.
Yeah. I mean, they won 2 games last year. So you're asking, I think that when I was doing my research, I think I saw that the only win total that was a bigger, like, you know, exponentially higher was the Jags from 1, I think, also to 6. Yeah. So, you know, you've got a 4-time or 3-time, you know, exponent that you've got to beat out there. It's not easy for a team to be 3 times as better as they were last year. I mean, think about a team that won 5 games. That means they've got to win 15 the next year. That I just think that's a big hill. Now, I know the NFL is very volatile, and a team that finishes last 1 year can finish first the next year. I do not want to, you know, go on that bridge for sure. But this team last year, their first and their third leading scorers were the kickers, the backup and the starter. That's not supposed to happen. Now, maybe the leading scorer is the kicker on a team that has 16 games, 17 games of the same kicker. But But the Kickers split time last year, and they still were the top three, two of the top three leading scorers on the team. So it can't get any worse for the Jets. I agree. I like their receivers. I like what they did with Davis in the offseason. I think Mims is going to be a star. I like the Elijah Moore kid from Ole Miss as well. But Zach Wilson coming late to camp, contract issues. He is very risky, all, you know, very high ceiling, but I think the floor is low too. I would not bet an over on this team. I think it's under a pass.
That makes sense to me. Before I saw the number, I'm thinking, oh, that's going to be intriguing. But I was hoping it was much lower. I didn't think it was going to be up at six. So I've got to get a seven wins for a victory. It seems like it's asking for too much. Well, however, you add to the line. You're going to protect your quarterback. You actually signed the quarterback. Congratulations on that. Like you mentioned,
last draft pick to sign of the whole class.
Get some weapons.
It's a classic.
Here's the case to be made is Adam Gase was 32 of 32 play calls, right?
It
so
was true.
So bad. It was so bad. And maybe there's a gap between 31 and 32. That's how bad Gase was. I got the good Gase many years ago. I mean, he's just been a disaster ever since. And you saw it front and center with your Jets there. Can the upgrade, like you were saying, three times as many wins, can the upgrade be so much? Can we get close to NFL average play calling with some new weapons on the outside that they can get to six or seven victories?
Well, Michael Floor is the guy. The Jets were, you know, you mentioned 32 of 32. We don't have long enough in this segment for me to go through all the statistics that the Jets finished 32 of 32 in last year on the offensive side. But the one that really stands out that I think that Michael Floor can make an improvement in is that nerdy EDSR early down success rate that everyone's obsessed with these days. And I do think it is a very important statistic. The Jets were dead last in that one last year. You have to be more aggressive on first down. And I do think that Wilson will give you a little bit of that moxie, you know, that maybe some of the other quarterbacks, you know, if you want to put Sam Darnold in that rotation, obviously last year they had so many issues at quarterback. But man, oh man, I want to see the Jets get aggressive. They've got the receivers to take shots down the field early. If they do that and they jump on some teams this year, you know, hey, they're up 14-0 in the first quarter on a team that, you know, like that Rams game last year. Maybe they can get to six. But, right, you're asking a team to win three times more wins than they had last year, plus another win on top to get you the victory on that prop. I just don't see it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Zach Wilson, 10-1 Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's gonna be the guy. He's gonna be the guy.
No,
Barring injury, he's gonna play. I'm just saying, compared to Justin Fields, we don't know when he's gonna start.
Yeah.
Compared to Mac Jones, we don't know when that's gonna happen. I do think it's gonna be one of these five quarterbacks that win the top 15
sure.
picks. People.
What about Pitts? I know the quarterbacks always win that award, but man, Pitts scares me. He's a dude.
He's a dude. Awesome for a decade at least. But I just don't know that he's going to be able to, like Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he's starting
yeah.
one. Are you buying Zach Wilson, or are you just kind of?
As a Jets fan, as a fan of a team, you can't really call yourself a fan of a team if you're not willing to buy the number two pick as a quarterback at least for a few weeks. Like I have to at least buy it until it makes me, the expiration date happens, like my milk in the fridge, and I got to pour it out. I think I'm buying for now, but I'm not buying the win total. That's for sure. I'm buying the hope that Zach Wilson and Mike LaFleur and those offensive, weapons make it a more entertaining season than last. Last year was really tough to watch. They were really tough.
We're in a similar spot because I've got Justin Fields here and I've been tearing up the Bears and I want the GM. I wanted the head coach gone and I kind of still do, but, I don't. If the quarterback's good, none of that stuff matters. None of it matters.
Totally agree.
I hope here.
I thought you guys had a good draft. I thought the Giants should have done what you guys did. I thought the Giants should have taken
Panthers, Broncos, Lions. All these teams could have taken Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Thank you for not doing that. We'll see how it ends up panning out. Patriots win total 9.5. Odds for the division very close to Miami. Earlier in the offseason, it was +500. Now they're right neck and neck. It's +350. The Patriots, they had a league high 8 opt-outs. I think that was a little oversold last year, Jared, because when you go through the names, like, okay, Brandon Bolden, I mean,
yeah.
Danny Vitale, the fullback, I mean, okay, Dante Hightower, Patrick Chung, the guys on defense, that's the stuff that really mattered. They very active in free agency. Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, they bring in Trent Brown. It's going to be interesting. A lot of new faces, brand new defensive line. But what I find most fascinating is what the schedule makers did to New England.
Ugh.
Three opponents coming off the bye. Here they are. Week 7, they get your Jets off a bye. Next week, week 8, they go to the Chargers off a bye. And week 15, they get the Colts coming off the bye. Chargers and Colts games on the road, so they're probably going to be dogs in 2 of these 3.
Yeah, and net rest, that's another one of those nerd statistics we love to talk about so much. They're the worst. They have the toughest schedule in the NFL with net rest, which is just, how many days of rest you get in comparison to the opponents that you're playing. I think they're a minus like 15 or something. So you're right. The schedule makers did not do them any favors. But when do we ever get a chance to buy this low on New England? And I have to remove the fandom because you're talking to a guy that has been tortured by this Patriots team and Bill Belichick for the better part of my life, 20 years plus. I have to remove that when I'm talking about the gambling side of it, because 9.5 means they go 10-7 and you got yourself a cash ticket. And that doesn't sound like a very good year in New England world. So I have to go to the over here. And last year was an anomaly. It broke a string of 19 straight years where they've won at least 9 games. So I have to buy low on the Pats. That's the only way to play this from a gambling perspective. Even if you hate them as much as I do, you got to swallow your pride, hold your nose, and just bet the over here because it's the only way value-wise to really play it.
I do like the over 9.5 as well in a 17-game season. Be fascinating to see when they make the switch at quarterback.
Yeah.
Which is going to be made before the season starts. I don't think so. But, hey, that is a possibility with Belichick. Do you think they have a shot in the division? As Jim Rodriguez was here yesterday, he's like all in on Buffalo. It wouldn't surprise me if we see some Allen regression with that offense.
I agree.
A little bit. And maybe the Patriots are in the mix.
again, it's value. It's about the price. The Bills are odds-on favorites to win a division that they've won, what, once in the last 20 years? You know, so I can't see that price agreeing with me. You get the Patriots at 3-1, over 3-1. I would play that before I'd play Buffalo for sure. I don't love them to win the division, but I would absolutely, from a betting perspective, not take the flyer on Buffalo at minus money. It just doesn't make sense. Too many things can happen in the division for that to happen. Tiebreakers, weird, fluky things. You have to play the team twice. I would not lay it with Buffalo.
And I'm, you know, projecting defense, fool's errand at times. But I'm not impressed with what the Bills have on that side of the ball.
No.
They're going to have to score 35 a game again. They could. That could be the spot they're in. I'm Joe Ostrowski. We've got Jared Smith sitting in for Joe Giglio today. You've got BetQL Daily coming up next, Jared. We're going to line them up, get you set for the day in Major League Baseball, sides, totals. And Jared has some F3, first three inning bets. Keep it locked on BetQL Daily from BetQL.